So sich nicht so geschrieben, aber Yehuda sagt, Aaron darf pay. Hey, Yehuda named Shmuel said, if there's a water pit in an alleyway between two chaseres, but the chaseres don't have access to the alleyway, so that's why you don't need an Erev, and the water pit is four tvachim away from the wall of each chaser, so neither chaser has an easy use of the pit because it's four tvachim away. And each chaser only has access to the pit via the air and not by walking through the alley. So even though no Erev is required, why is no Erev required? Because it's difficult use by each, and added to the fact that the use is only through the air, still each chatzer must put out a small protrusion from it into the alley as a reminder that in a case which is slightly different than this, an Erev would be necessary. And after they do that, then they can fill pails of water from there on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda himself agrees that a reminder is necessary, but says that even the placing of a reed can serve that purpose. Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda that a reminder is necessary must come from his Rebbe Shmuel and not from Rav, because Rav says that a person does not prohibit an area on someone else just by having rights of use through the air. Therefore, he would not even require a reminder in this case. Where do we find that Shmuel says that use by air can prohibit an area? It can't be from the case where he says that the people of the Rishus HaRabim prohibit use of a roof that is adjacent to it, because presumably the Rishus HaRabim is somewhat set back from the roof, making, you know, not it, it is like a little area where they're not allowed to walk right next to the roof, so making its use really by ear, and yet their use prohibits the roof. That can't be where we see the view of Shmuel, because it may be like our Papa said, that the people of the Rishus HaRabim are actually using the roof by placing items on the roof, the light items or hats or scarves, etc. Maybe that's why Shmuel says that they prohibit the use of the roof. Rather, Zakti Gemara, it's from the statement that Rabbi Yehuda quoted in the name of Shmuel above, that each chatzar must stick out a tiny protrusion and then may draw the water from the water pit that's between two chatzeres. Where do we find that Rav says that use by ear does not prohibit an area? It can't be from the statement where Rav Hunan said in the name of Rav that when there are two balconies with the higher balcony having a hole to draw water from below, if the lower balcony's use of the hole is used by ear, it will not prohibit the upper balcony from using the hole. That can't be the source. Why not? Because it could be that the reason why the upper balcony may use the hole, in that case, is because its use is beshilshul, with lowering, whereas the lower balcony's use is with zirika and then shilshul. It has to first throw it up on top and then lower it. Maybe that's why Rav says it doesn't prohibit the use of the holes. Or rather, it's from the statement of Rav, which says that two houses which have three ruins separating them, the halacha is that each house may throw things into their adjacent room, ruin, even though the person from the other house uses it through the ear during the week, but not into the middle ruin. We see that Rav says that use through ear does not prohibit the area. Rabbi Lozo asked Rav, how can the outer ruins be permitted just because they're used by lowering, and the middle room be prohibited just because it's used by throwing? You yourself say that lowering is not considered any easier of a use than throwing. Rav said the ruins are not situated in a row. They're situated in a way that there are two together between the houses, and the third one is below them, sort of like a segel, and goes from all the way from one house all the way to the other house. That's why the two which are adjacent to each house are used by them. The other one, it's really adjacent for each of them, it's used by both of them, and that's why it's prohibited. Rav Papa asked Rava, Shmuel will seemingly not agree with Rav Dimi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a pillar which is 4x4 tefachim may be used by the people of the and it's situated between the Shus HaRabim and Shus HaYochid. People of the Shus HaRabim and the Shus HaYochid are allowed to use it to adjust their packages because it's a makom patur. Given that this use is similar to use by ear, Shmuel would presumably not allow this use. But it says, really, Shmuel will not prohibit based on use by ear. The reason he requires a protrusion from the chatzar to the water pit is because the Rabbanon required it to prevent people from not keeping the Rabbanon. However, when dealing with the pillar that's a deraisa, which doesn't need that extra level of chizik, they would not, over there, it would actually be allowed. Rav Nias Rava, we find the Rav prohibits throwing from one house to another over the Rishus HaRabim. Gemara says, the case there is discussing where one house is taller than the other, and therefore there's a concern that the item will not reach its destination, and it will instead fall down into the Rishus HaRabim, which will be therefore carried into the Rishus HaYochid, which would be over the Raisa. Zakta Mishnah, an area for a chatzar may not be placed in a gatehouse or a porch, and one who lives in these areas does not restrict the other residents from carrying in the chatzar. Next, an Erev may be placed in a straw barn, an animal barn, a woodshed, or a storehouse, and one who lives there in any of these areas does restrict the other residents of the chatzar from carrying in that chatzar. Yehuda says if a resident rents his place of dwelling and the landlord retains his rights to store items in the rented areas, the tenants do not restrict the landlord from carrying in the chatzar. Zakti Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shila, says, any place that one may not place an Erev, anyone who lives there will not restrict carrying in the chatzar, except for an individual's gatehouse. Also, any place that one may not place an Erev, one may place a shituf, except in the Mavui itself. In fact, the Mavui, we already learned this in our Mishnah. The Mara said, the Chiddush is regarding the individual gatehouse and the Mavui itself, which are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said, a group of neighbors who were eating together and Shabbos began and they really didn't make a shitif, they may rely on the bread on the table for their Erev. Others say it may be relied on for the shitif. Rabbi explained, if they're eating in the house, it may be relied on for an Erev. If they're eating out in the chatzar, it may be used for the shitif.